Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Kubota's new M7 series helps you get the most success out of every acre. With 170 horsepower, unprecedented comfort, and premium performance features. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months and a generous competitive trade-in bonus. The M7 is Kubota's smartest and largest tractor ever. Add one to your year-end checklist. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Power and other specifications are based on various standards or recommended practices.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
It's almost Christmas, and we still don't have a Secretary of Agriculture nominee for the Trump transition team. President-elect Trump has, of course, been working on quite a few of his nominees for his cabinet. Almost done. Just a couple left. U.S. Trade Ambassador still not selected, and Secretary of Agriculture, among a couple of others. And, you know, there's been so many names floated since the early days right after the election that it's hard to see exactly who might still be left. Couple that are still being talked about that were talked about early on, Charles Herbster, who's the chairman of the Ag Advisory Committee for Donald Trump. He's from Nebraska, and he is the president of Conklin. He's a possibility still. He actually met some folks at Trump Tower here in the recent days. Another man that's been promoting himself a lot is Sid Miller, Texas Ag Commissioner. Mother Jones did a piece on him over the last couple of days, a liberal website, talking about the possibility that Sid Miller still wants to project himself as a candidate. So a couple that have been talked about over the last couple of days by AgriPulse. One is Bruce Rasteller, who's from Iowa, and involved in pork at one point, involved in ethanol, now in rural real estate in that state, and a big, big Trump supporter. And then there's Susan Combs. She's being championed by House Ag Committee Chairman Mike Conaway of Texas. Susan Combs, former Commissioner of Agriculture, former State Comptroller of the state of Texas, and would be a female picked for President-elect Trump if he went that particular direction. One other name that has been on a lot of lists since Donald Trump was elected president of these United States is the former governor from the state of Nebraska, Dave Heineman. And he's an intriguing candidate in that he's a good friend of Charles Herbster. While Mr. Herbster was at Trump Tower talking with some Trump transition folks, it's possible that he might be promoting himself. It's possible that he might be promoting Dave Heineman as well. Mr. Herbster does carry weight as chairman of the Ag Advisory Committee. Dave Heineman, a strong Trump supporter from early on, that would basically check off the box of being loyal to Trump over much of the campaign season. So several names still out there in the mix to try to come up with who might be the replacement for Tom Vilsack and take that office that overlooks the mall in our nation's capital. Speaking of USDA, at least some folks in that agency working all the way up to just before Christmas Eve, as on the 23rd this coming Friday, they've got the quarterly hogs and pigs report, as well as the cattle on feed reports that'll be out on Friday afternoon after the markets close. You've got farm news on Ron.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.